This episode of Trophy Horrors is brought to you in part by Play31.net. Play31.net offers single tables, speed, sit and go tournaments, and regularly scheduled multi-table freeze-out tournaments with hundreds of players. Make sure to use code 1212 when registering. That's Play31.net.
All right, Donnie, this is for you in the edit. This is what I think of you, buddy.
For 1 year... membership in the Jelly of the Month Club.
For God, damn it! I don't want to tell them what a cheap, inbred, overstuffed, painless, dickless, hopeless, heartless, fat-ass, bug-eyed, worm-headed sack of monkey shit he is!
I love you, Donnie. Alright, Alice, count us down in your top five favorite Christmas carols.
You know, surprisingly, it's hard for me to come up with this because nothing comes to mind besides, like, Jingle Bells and Deck the Halls and Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. But I will give you my favorite, and I'm admitting this on air, which shows you how much I like this song. No Guilty Pleasures. Mariah Carey is All I Want for Christmas Is You.
Lego. God bless America. That's all the list needed to be. That's my favorite song, too.
Put the trophies up. It's another episode. I told you long time ago. We about to explode. The with something mean is supposed to be. Leave, but I told that be so awesome. And that Donnie be amazing. But enough about me. Yes, we all played the ball to make it this far. But honestly, when it was the four defense, it would have been a long time ago. Bio, born on SG. Grew up on CDP. Any mood, I didn't got it wrong. We call it PG. Ready M. My double A must put the violence in your house.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Trophy Horrors. This is episode 188. I am your host with the most, Chicky Mick, alongside with me, the man, the myth, the legend, and my hetero online life mate, Alex.
Well, apparently this week the host with the most does not include the most co-hosts, because it's, we're tag teaming it this week. We're the podcast rockers this week.
Yeah, it is a two-man show this week. Both Donnie and Yield had to take some time off. They had other plans. I mean, it is the holiday, so we can't really blame them too much.
Yeah, and I did take off last week for my birthday, so we'll give them this week.
And before we actually start the show proper, I have to say, and I have to give an apology out to our listeners. If you're listening to this, you probably realize this by now, but I, as of this recording, I have not even released the last two shows. So when you get this, you're going to have three shows back to back to back.
It's more Trophy Horrors than you should be able to handle in a week.
Yeah, we had a little technical issues with last week's show, and the week before that, we had some editing issues, so I just haven't had time to go back and actually listen to them and post them.
Way to push that on Donnie.
Well, Donnie messed up with the edit, but he admitted that. And then last week's show, as you heard in the show, we lost Donnie for a little bit because his charger to his computer failed on him, so he had to go buy a new charger. So he was late in editing last week's show. And then we're recording today, and hopefully I'll have all three out soon.
Yes. I've had people text me. Well, one person specifically text me. It's like, are you guys going to put out another show?
Yeah, and I saw Homer on Twitter goes, correct me if I'm wrong, but Trophy Horrors is a weekly show, right?
That Homer is as sharp as a tack. You can't get anything past him. It is supposed to be a weekly podcast. We record weekly, but it's when we release it may not be weekly. It may be.
Yeah, we do record on a weekly basis. You may take 2 weeks to get two shows, but we do record. All right, let's start the show proper. Let's do our updated trophy counts. I am level 26, almost to level 27, with a total trophies of 5,958 and 39 platinums. Alex, what about you, buddy?
Well, I am level 23. My total trophy count is 4,480. I've been playing some games lately. And I have a platinum count of 53 platinums in 52 games, which means I have added platinum since I was last on the show.
And what platinum did you get, sir?
That platinum would be Guacamelee.
Ah. And yes. That's not a jumpable plat because the PS3 and the Vita versions share the same list, so it's not like
that is true. And we actually, for our listeners' information, you and I had that discussion where I was like, Is this going to be one of those things where if I use the cross save, because it does have that cross save functionality where you can upload it to the cloud if you're playing on your PS3 and then download it on the Vita, and then continue where you left off. So I asked Tricky, it's like, is this one of those games like Sly Cooper where I'll get two platinums for one game, essentially, because I didn't want to do it and I wasn't going to play on the Vita if that was the case, but Tricky informed me that no, it's the same list for both forms. So you only get one platinum for that one game, which is the way it should be.
Right, and since you've been on the show, I did get my platinum in The Walking Dead Season 1 on the PlayStation 4. So
your third platinum in The Walking Dead Season 1?
Yeah, so I jokingly said I got 39 platinums in 37 games last week, but I've come to terms with it. I'm just going to say, listen, a trophy whore is a trophy whore, and you want to call me a chump, call me a chump, but I got 39 platinums now.
So you're opening yourself up to being called a chump, because we will do it. We will not be afraid to...
Okay.
Lambaste you with the chump taunts.
I don't think I'm a chump, but you guys feel it is, and I mean, we have to agree to disagree. I think it's honorable trophy whore, and you get trophies no matter how you get them, as long as you're not cheating to get them, obviously, or hacking.
Wait, honorable trophy whore? Is there such a thing as an honorable trophy whore?
Well, yeah, you know what? I think there's an honorable trophy whore.
I would consider myself an honorable trophy whore, and I would consider Donnie an honorable trophy whore. And yield. But you, I don't know, this whole Walking Dead business, three platinums in that one game, you're taking it to a new level.
Well, to be fair, like I said, I only went through it on the PlayStation 4 because I'm going to continue my Walking Dead series on the PlayStation 4. So in order to continue my story, I had to get through the Season 1. And however you want to say, fortunately or unfortunately, I was going to get a platinum for playing the game through. So... It was one of those things where I didn't plan to do it, but if I want to continue my story, and I had to go through, and the platinum was going to come regardless if I wanted it or not. So
that just gave me a good idea for a question of the week. So,
well, I already put down a question of the week, but that's good because our topics this week are not very a conversation starting. So I came up with a good topic of the week. So. If my topic of the week runs a little short, we can bring yours up there, too.
I say we just bring mine up there anyway, because it'll probably be a short answer. I think you and I will both agree on this, but...
Okay.
It's well, also for the listeners, too, for them to think about and ponder.
You know, we'll get an email from Homer with an answer.
Good. And we should read that entire email on the show, because we want our listeners to send us emails.
Yes, we do. And we'll tell you how to do that in our housekeeping later in the show. And I think Alex is now realizing that without Donnie here, he's going to have to pull up his inner Donnie for later in the show.
Oh, the Amazon. I've got my cords ready for that, I think.
All right. Well, before we get to that, we have a couple more things to do. First, let's get into what we've been playing. I'll start with you. What have you been playing this week?
Oh, you'll throw to me? As if there's anybody else to throw to.
Well, I mean, I could go myself, but I figured I'll let you go first.
I got you. Obviously, I finished Guacamelee a couple weeks ago, and I went back, and I'm playing some Bioshock Infinite now. I'm going for the S rank in that 100% trophies. I went through and played Burial at Sea Episode 2, finally downloaded that. Looking back on it, I kind of wish I had paid for the season pass, so I would have gotten all three DLCs for $20 instead of $35, but... It's all right. The DLCs for Bioshock Infinite are fantastic. They're totally worth the money. If you've been wondering if you should get it, I had a coworker ask me about it today. They're definitely really good. The two story DLCs, Burial at Sea Episode 1 and 2, are very strong, very fun as well. So you get a great story and great gameplay, as is par for the course of Bioshock. It's the really cool thing about the Burial at Sea episodes is there's, you know, you get perspectives from two different characters in episode 1 and episode 2. The other cool thing is that it brings back a lot of the characters that you remember from the original Bioshock. So they kind of tie Columbia and Bioshock and Rapture together in these two DLCs. They kind of show you how they connect, which is really cool, and not just the two cities themselves, like in the same universe, but like how characters connect between the two. And that's a really cool thing. So I would definitely recommend that people, you know, Bioshock fans check that out, because it's just more Bioshock, and they're actually pretty lengthy. I mean, if you're, you know, scavenging around and looking for everything, trying to turn over every corner and get every trophy, You know, those two DLCs will last you, you know, 6-8 hours, I'd say. So, definitely a couple strong DLCs there. And then you've got, I've been playing the Clash in the Clouds, which is a more combat-focused DLC for Bioshock Infinite. Still a lot of fun. And, you know, for me, exploration and, like, scavenging for coins and, you know, scavenging bodies, looting bodies after you take down enemies, that to me is, like, the best part of Bioshock, and just kind of, you know, the story elements and all that stuff. But, the, you know, the combat, you know, I like it. It's not my favorite part, but I like the DLC, the Clash in the Clouds, more than I thought I would. It's kind of arena-based. Like, you have a certain map that you go to, and there's 15 waves, and in between each wave, which may have anywhere from, like, 5 to 11 guys, you get to go in and you get to spend money on weapons and plasmid up or vigor upgrades. So you kind of have a breather in between every single wave. There's 15 per map, 60 total. So, and Tricky's kind of putting his head on his hands, so I guess that's time for me to shut up.
No, I was just looking in the camera and noticing that I got spiky hair could do to my headset, so I was trying to fix that.
Yeah. No, I'm sure that Donnie will throw in some crickets there for me talking so long.
Probably.
Yeah. But, I mean, like, the point is that the DLC for Bioshock Infinite is excellent. And if you can, if you haven't bought any of the DLC and you can pick up the Season Pass so you get all three DLCs for the price of $20, save $15 on it, go ahead and do it because they're all really good.
All right. And I have been playing, three games mostly. I mean, on my PlayStation, I've been playing Grand Theft Auto V, going through that. I gotta say, I'm kind of enjoying it more on the PlayStation 4 than I did on the PlayStation 3.
Is there any more content to it, or is it just kind of prettier and more? It runs better.
It definitely runs better. I mean, it has its issues. Don't get me wrong. And I haven't done the online, which is what everybody was complaining about. And it does look a hell of a lot better. I just, for some reason, it feels more home with the PlayStation 4 than it did with the PlayStation 3.
Is it like a controller thing? I mean, I haven't played with the PlayStation 4 controllers. I'm assuming they're very similar to the DualShock 3s.
It is, but it's not. You know what I'm saying? And I can't say that it's because I'm playing with a DualShock 4 than over a DualShock 3, or that it's just, I can't pinpoint what it is. When I was going through Grand Theft Auto V on the PS3, it was kind of like a struggle. It was like a grind. And it wasn't a bad grind. It was just one of those grinds where it was just like, yeah, I'm going through the motions here.
Yeah.
On the PlayStation 4, I'm actually enjoying myself and wanting to play more.
Well, isn't that kind of like Grand Theft Auto in general, like going through the motions? Because a lot of the stuff in that game is you doing stuff just to progress through the game that you really don't want to do, because most people just want to run around and wreak havoc.
Well, that too. I mean, and now, like, with the PlayStation 3 version, I didn't even, I didn't want to go get all the hidden packages and, you know, find the aliens and all that shit. On a PlayStation 4, I'm wanting to do that. So, I don't know what it is, but I am enjoying it more, and I'm glad I bought it for the PlayStation 4. And then, two more games that I'm playing, you remember I told you I've got Assassin's Creed Unity from GameStop used, right?
Yes, I think so.
Maybe. Okay.
I remember now.
Well, I had to return that, and then a couple of days after I returned it, I went onto the PlayStation Store and I noticed they were having a sale that you could pick up Assassin's Creed Unity and The Crew both for $84. So I went ahead and bought that, and now I've been playing Assassin's Creed Unity and The Crew, and I gotta tell you, I'm really enjoying The Crew. It's kind of a mixture of Burnout with a mixture of Need for Speed, and I'm kind of liking it.
Hasn't Sony apologized for the quality of The Crew?
Not that I'm aware of.
I thought I saw that somewhere, but I could be wrong.
I mean, well, Unity's been having its problems, and we'll get to that in a little bit in the show, but I don't think there's been any issues with The Crew, at least not that I've heard of, and I haven't experienced any problems. But the one thing about The Crew that I don't like, and I don't think I don't remember ever hearing this, is it's a single player game for the most part, but you can run with quote unquote your crew. I noticed that when I was playing the game the other day, and I wasn't playing with anybody in particular, the Ubisoft servers went down, and then you couldn't play the game at all. So it has the appearance of an online-only game, but it's not an online-only game. You know what I'm saying? That doesn't make sense to me. Why, yeah, if their service go down, why can't I play the game? That didn't make sense.
Yeah, I mean, you would obviously... A game dependent upon a constant online connection, which I'm assuming is what you're saying, right? You have to be connected to the internet in order to access the servers.
Well, Ubisoft servers have to be up. I mean, if they go down for maintenance or something like that, because normally, like, you play, you know, like you're playing Grand Theft Auto 5. If you can't connect to the GTA Online, you can still play the single player missions. This is not the case. I got a message right in the middle of a mission. Your connection to the Ubisoft service has been lost. Please try reconnecting. And it just kept doing it. It wouldn't let me play the game unless it was connected to the Ubisoft service. And I thought that was bullshit.
I would agree. Yeah, because even if you have an internet connection, if Ubisoft servers go down, granted, how often do Ubisoft servers go down?
It's gone down twice since I've been playing it. And I've been playing it for 4 days, 5 days now.
That is annoying. I mean, you know, like, you figure how much money these companies spend on these games and how much they spend on marketing them alone, that they could, like, get the technology aspect right.
I mean, it could have been something like a server, you know, they were updating the server or they were changing servers. I mean, it wasn't out for long. I mean, maybe 5-10 minutes. It wasn't like a major outage. They could have just been updating. But it was just, I want to say it's the principle of the matter, and I think that's actually the right term. But it's the point that, why do I need to be connected to your service to play my single-player game? That's not an online game.
So, I mean, Justin, given your reaction, I thought you were a little bit more sore about it, and the outage was more than, like, 10 minutes.
No. It's one of those things, and, I mean, if you got the time to listen to me grab about something else... Obviously, I bought both these games digitally. And Grand Theft Auto 5 was actually more of the case. But remember when they announced the PlayStation 4 and they said that you can download the game and once it hits 50%, you can play a part of the game while the rest of the game downloads in the background?
Yes.
Okay. I bought Grand Theft Auto 5 digitally. It downloaded within 2 minutes. And I even turned to the guys and said, holy shit, that was fast. And then I went to actually go play the game, and then it took 45 minutes for the game to install. Because it needed to download the rest of the game from the server. So I couldn't play any part of that game at all. But you had to have the game running for it to download in the background. The crew, once you get through the prologue... The game is still downloading in the background, and it tells you you can't leave the garage until it's done downloading. And by the time I get done with the prologue, I was only 50% downloaded with the rest of the game.
So you can be in the game, but you just can't play it?
Right, and it did the same thing with Garden Warfare. It let me load up the game, and it let me, you know, run around as the characters, but it wouldn't let me play any part of the game until the rest of the game downloaded. So... I feel slighted by Sony by telling us, oh yeah, you only have to download 50% of the game before you start playing. Well, what they really should have said was, after 50%, you can open the game, but you may not be able to play all the game. And it's like, and just to further my point a little bit more, when we got Injustice Gods Among Us, the game downloaded, I was playing it, but you couldn't play the classic battles, which is, you know, the normal way to progress through the game with your character, you know, the 10 fights, and then you beat the boss, and then you beat with the character, and you couldn't do story mode. All you could do was single matches. Then why give me the game? Why, if you're going to download a certain part of the game, why not download the part of the game that people are going to want to play? In the case of Call of Duty, download the multiplayer. Everybody wants to run to the multiplayer, so download that first. In a single-player game, download the single-player and give me the story. Give me something to do that's going to last long enough that the download will be done by the time I'm doing what I wanted to be doing. That just makes sense to me.
Yeah. Sounds like you just don't come out and make that promise that they did.
Right. And And, you know, and somebody's simple answer will be, well, just don't buy it digitally. Well, that doesn't really solve the problem because now I notice on some of the games that you put it in your system, it's still got to install, and it's still downloading parts of the game off the server. So it doesn't really change. But that's my little rant. I'm done with it. Let's get into our story, our topics a little bit. How about that?
Yeah.
First thing, surprisingly, Donnie's not here for this announcement. Grand Theft Auto 5 online heists have finally been revealed. Basically, it just shows us a nice trailer video of doing a heist. And they said that no release date, but they said it is the first major update released in 2015. You excited there, Alex?
I don't have Grand Theft Auto 5, so not really. I mean, it seems like... I mean, are there still... You're playing Grand Theft Auto 5. Are there still a lot of people playing online?
As I said, I haven't jumped on online in the on the PlayStation 4 version, but I see people playing online on my friends list. So, I mean...
I guess that's
four
one
or five
of the...
people from my friends list are playing. You got to imagine there's got to be a lot more out there.
I guess that's one of those games the multiplayer can have staying power because there's really nothing else like it. It's not like a first-person shooter where it's like, okay, well, I'll play this until Call of Duty comes out or Battlefield comes out or whatever. So I guess it can have some staying power. But at this point, I mean, better late than never. But, you got to figure by now people are just like – it's kind of like the same reaction that I would have to The Last Guardian coming out. It's like, oh, well, that's nice, but I had to wait too long for it.
All right, well, in – response to your kind of your question, in a recent Q&A conducted through Twitter and email and published on their blog, Rockstar Games assured that last-gen console players that they will not be forgotten when it comes to updates for Grand Theft Auto 5. We are incredibly thankful for the original generation of Grand Theft Auto 5 and GTA Online as players on those systems wish to continue providing content for them as long as we can. The recently revealed and much-anticipated heist, for instance, will be brought to PlayStation 3 and Xbox 360 in addition to current-gen platforms, and Rockstar also hinted at other updates coming soon. Rockstar warned that their promise can only hold up as long as technically possible, however. It says there will be a point when we reach limits for the previous generation of consoles, as there may be some updates that are only technical possible for the new hardware. But we do hope to continue delivering as many updates as we can for all four consoles for as long as possible. Recently, Rockstar has released the Christmas-themed gear with new masks, vehicles, weapons, and snow.
Yeah, see, that's the thing. When they say content, they don't necessarily mean, like, more missions or whatever, or more, like, game modes. It can also be just, like, seasonal costumes. And, you know, maybe I'm in the minority, but, you know, that's the kind of stuff that I'm like, well, I mean, eh. I mean, a little flair is nice, but if you're just going to continue, like, if you're talking about a continued pipeline of DLC, and I get excited about it, and then you just give us costumes, it's like, all right, well.
Well, that's because me and you, we don't get excited about costumes. We want content that's not just superficial. We want, like, stories. We want stuff like that.
Yeah.
And, you know, some people, they go out there, they go crazy for the new cars. And, you know, they can't wait to drive their imaginary Lamborghini.
There are people who bought clothes and decorative items and furniture in home. So I guess there is an audience for it, yes.
Donnie is one of them. The next piece of news we have is Assassin's Creed Season Pass holders can now claim their free game. As we reported a couple episodes ago, people that bought the Season Pass for the game with all the problems that Unity was having, Ubisoft has decided to drop the Season Pass and give all the DLC for free. If you already had bought the Season Pass or bought the Gold Edition of Unity Online, you were able to claim a free game. Those free games, I don't remember, but I do remember some of them being a Far Cry 4, The Crew, Just Dance, Watch Dogs, and I don't remember the last one. But if you did buy the Season Pass and you're looking for your free game, you're now able to get it. It says Ubisoft sometimes could take up to 10 days for their system to recognize your eligibility. So if you are having a little bit of problems, give them a little bit of a chance.
Free games. Woo.
I thought that was Yeah, I thought that was pretty cool of Ubisoft to do that.
There's nothing that says they have to do that, but you know, as a consumer, when something goes wrong, and you know, you want to know that that the company will kind of have your back and you know, put you first, do very consumer friendly things. And I think, given you know, like Sony did with the issues with the hack they had a few years ago, where they gave out free games afterwards. So, granted, much different when personal information gets out there, but still, it's nice to see companies, you know, give away a free, you know, do go out of the way, I'd say, you know, and getting a free game like Far Cry 3, which is new, is definitely out of the way, I'd say.
Telltale, who is recently famous for The Walking Dead, the Tales from Borderlands series, and the Game of Thrones series, has announced a new game.
I guess they're done. Well, they're still working on both Tales from the Borderlands and Game of Thrones, correct?
Yes, they are. They only released one episode each of those already.
Makes you wonder how big Telltale is now.
They're releasing Minecraft Story Mode.
Minecraft Story Mode. Like, I'm assuming it's still like their style of point-and-click adventure game. Well, not point-and-click, but adventure game.
Well, Minecraft and Mojang have announced Minecraft Story Mode. Now, here's the thing. Mojang was recently purchased by Microsoft. So there is no telling if this game is going to come to the PlayStation 4. And that's not the reason why we're reporting this. We're just reporting it because I can't see a Minecraft point-and-click adventure. I don't know.
I would have never...
It says, according to Quest 2, Minecraft Story Mode will be a narrative-driven video game created by Telltale, set in the Minecraft universe, with the focus on an original story being driven by player choice. It will not, however, be an official story for Steve, nor will it explain the world of Minecraft in general.
Wasn't the appeal of Minecraft that you got to craft everything yourself?
You got to build everything, and it was first person. It said Mojang is working with Telltale and members of Minecraft community to make the game as, quote, Minecrafty, end quote, as possible. And, I have to go back and take back what I said. In terms of a release window, the first episode is expected at some point in 2015 and will launch on Xbox One, Xbox 360, PS3, PS4, Vita, PC, Mac, iOS, and Android.
You know, of all the stories that you could make adventure games out of, it seems a little odd to pick this one. I don't know. I mean, granted, Telltale has done very well recently. I haven't played Tales from the Borderlands or Game of Thrones, but I know that The Wolf Among Us was very well received, as was The Walking Dead. And, you know, people like the Sam & Max games. So, you know, I mean, we'll see, but it's just an odd choice for me that I would rather see them do something else. But who knows?
All right. Well, that is going to bring us to the end of our topics, but we do have a topic of the week. This question, I think we're going to have to revisit back when Yield and Donnie are back on the show, because I think this is actually a good topic. How do you feel about TV bridging the gaps in movies, the same as comics are now doing with video games? And let me tell you why I thought of this. Have you watched Marvel's Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. at all?
I have not. So I was talking to a friend about this the other day a bit, and Agent Coulson, it's not the guy who plays him, but that's the character name, obviously, is the only one from the movie that's, like, the only character that carries over from the movie, correct?
Well, there have been cameos by Agent Hill, the actress that played Sif on the show, and Nick Fury, Samuel Jackson. They've all made cameos.
Well, I mean, here's the thing. Like, if you're not going to have the actual Avengers on there, like, what's the point of watching that show?
Because this is the Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. This is not...
Well, I got that, but I'm not really interested in the... I can be interested. I think they can add to the movies. I think they're good for the movies when you have... They can complement the Avengers themselves, because obviously the Avengers have to kind of, you know, cooperate with humanity, and it's a good way to kind of mix that in. But to me, it's just, here's the reason I've never watched it. Well, one, I don't have cable, but two, it just doesn't seem like an interesting concept. It's on season two, correct?
Yeah, and you could actually watch season one on Netflix if you wanted to.
But it doesn't appeal to me at all. It's like, oh, okay, so I know Agent Coulson, and then there's a bunch of other agents, and it's like,
It's cool because you see cameos, and if you're a Marvel fan, you kind of see the cameos. But this is why the show's a little weird for me. And I do watch the show, and I do like it. The show started after the Avengers movie. And it was kind of leading up. And then, did you see the Winter Soldier, Captain America?
I have not.
Okay, do you mind if I spoil it just a little bit for you?
Go ahead.
Okay. In Winter Soldier, S.H.I.E.L.D. is destroyed by Hydra. And the show mimicked that. So at the point of release of the movie, the show, S.H.I.E.L.D. also went away. And they were reforming S.H.I.E.L.D. Now they're leading up to a point where they're starting to bring, because Marvel's next movie is going to be Inhumans, they're starting to bring the show around to introducing the Inhumans. And I kind of like the idea that we're finding the backstory in, so it leads to the movie. So anybody that doesn't know who the Inhumans are, when the movie comes out, they kind of have like a little of a backstory. But then it kind of feels like it's just a filler show rather than being a TV show looking for its own legs.
So it's kind of like, oh, here's your stopgap solution until the next movie comes out. Enjoy.
Right. And the same thing with comics. I mean, we had, you know, when The Last of Us came out, we had the comic books that was the story of Ellie before she got bitten that led up to Left Behind DLC. We had Tomb Raider. We had the comic books out that's leading up to Rise of the Tomb Raider. I mean, my question is more or less is like, how do you like a form of media being supported by another form of media to bridge the gaps in between? Because if they just came out with a movie or a video game to bridge the gap between Tomb Raider and Rise of the Tomb Raider, I don't think that would be that interesting. But yet, doing it as a TV show or doing it as a comic book, it kind of like bridges that gap, so you're not bored in between.
I think it can be done effectively. I think that it can be a good marketing strategy and a way to keep up hype and excitement. Although, you know, for something like The Avengers, I don't think you necessarily need that hype and excitement. And for something that's as established as Tomb Raider, I think that merely the name Tomb Raider will bring its own level of excitement and hype. So I don't think it's always necessary, although I do think it can help and it can be used very positively. In the case of, you know, specifically Marvel Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., I think it's a little bit absurd. I think it seems like it's trying to get ratings off the popularity of the Avengers series and comic book movies in general now, specifically from Marvel. And I just think it's unnecessary, and it gets no interest from me. I don't want to see it. I don't care to see it. And I just think that it's one of those things where, you know, the people go to the movies, to the Avengers movies, to see the Avengers and the superheroes and the villains. They don't go to see Agent Coulson, although he is a nice addition in the movies. He plays his part, and, you know, he is an enjoyable character. But no one's going to watch I don't want to watch a television show. I shouldn't say no one. I should only speak for myself and say, it's not interesting as a show premise for me. And I think that it's not a good use of that bridge. I think they could do something else, or, you know, focus maybe instead of doing like a movie on a certain Marvel superhero, maybe do television shows. You know, I've never thought that Ant-Man should have his own movie, but, you know, maybe you feature Ant-Man in some sort of television show some way, whether, you know, not necessarily his own show, but a show with other Marvel superheroes with more Avengers. I just think that Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., it's just, I don't see the point of it at all. I kind of understand, but it, you know, again, it draws no interest from me. So, I mean, to answer your question, I think that it can be a good thing, but, you know, as all crossovers, there's good and bad, and, you know, I can't think of a shining example of, you know, how it's done really well.
Well, I think this is actually a new concept to do, and I don't think this is something that's, I mean, obviously it's been done in the past before. I mean, I don't want to say it hasn't, but it's just, it's becoming more prominent now, and that's where I was standing. I mean, because me personally, I don't know anything about the Inhumans. So I kind of look at it as, yeah, okay, now you're leading up to explain it to me. So now I might garner some interest in going to see the movie. But I don't know. I want to revisit this question when Yield and Donnie are here, just to see how they feel about it. Because I think it would actually be good to get their opinions about this.
It's not the concept that's bad. It's just it depends on what the property is that they're using. That's what really matters. So it can be a good idea, but it really is dependent upon what is actually what the show and the movie is about. Okay. And what piece of the movie they choose to bring to television.
All right. And you said you had a topic, let's go down your path.
So this is one I think about this from time to time, and it may have come up on the show before, but so we all have our trophy list, and there may be a game that we play, you know, just to check it out. Like I think NFL Blitz was free from EA, and it was free for PlayStation Plus, and I downloaded it and I played a little bit and I erased it, and it's like, you know what, I don't want to play this anymore. And we've all got our list, and some of them, you know, we've got 80% trophies of this, and 100% trophies of this, and 20% trophies of this, and 0% trophies of this. And my question is, even though we can't change our names, our PSN names, do you feel like after a certain point that you should be able to erase whichever trophy list you want from your profile? So, say, like, I have only 29% in MotorStorm Pacific Rift, and I don't want that on my profile anymore. Should I be able to erase that?
Huh?
Well, we did address this question back a long time ago, back before we even hit episode 50. I absolutely agree. We should be able to delete trophies and games from our list. And the counterpoint to that is, why would you want to do that? You're taking trophies away from yourself.
So, I mean, like, Sony keeps track of stats on trophies, you know, PSN profiles. You can go enter your name in, your username, and you can find out, you know, how you stack up against the rest of the world and people in your country, and, you know, which trophies that you have are rare or uncommon or, you know, common. So it might mess with their stats a little bit. But to me, like, there's games, like I said, that you get in, you play, and you don't necessarily like or want to play again. And, you know, that kind of, you know, yes, you're adding trophies to your profile, but I'm the kind of person who I want to play games and I want to be thorough in my trophies. So I play games only that I want to play, and I go after the trophies because I enjoy the game and it's something I want to play. And, you know, if there's a game that I just start and decide, you know what, this isn't for me, I don't want to have, you know, one bronze trophy out of, you know, 40 or so trophies on that list hanging on my profile and be like, oh, well, you got one, you only have 2% of the trophies in Unicorn Express Train, you know, something like that.
Barbie Horse Adventures.
Yes. Yes. So, to me, it's like, you know, I've played through a lot of games, and I've got a lot of trophies, and I generally complete most of the games that I have, and I just kind of don't want those low numbers hanging around. And to be honest, I mean, it's really kind of, you know, Sony has tried to kind of legitimize trophies. The only person who can legitimize trophies is players. I mean, let's be honest. And really, are they really that legitimate? I mean, they're just trophies. They're just virtual avatar, virtual trinkets that we collect that who knows how far they'll carry on. You know, one day you might wake up and we're going to a new generation. Somebody's like, well, we can't do trophies anymore. I don't know. Like, I know you
I'll
will.
Cry.
And this show will have to end. But I just feel like, you know, where there are certain games, like the Metal Gear Solid games, I tried to play them. They weren't for me. I recognize that they're great games. I just didn't want to play them. And I've got, like, 2 or 3% of the trophies in those games, and I'd like to have that taken on my profile. I mean, I'm not going to go erase, like, a platinum trophy list, you know. I'm not going to go take Toy Story 3 off my platinum trophy list. One, because I actually like Toy Story 3. I thought that was a fun game.
And I'm not going to take Hannah Montana off my list.
Of course you won't, because you still think that's a good game. But, you know, if there's a game that I have a certain, like, under 10% trophies in, you know, why not? And I haven't played it in years. I mean, why not? I mean, I don't think Sony should just go ahead and automatically do that. But if I want to take it off, why not give me the freedom to do that?
I agree with you. I do, because there are games that are on my list that whether I got them as a review copy or whatever it was, and I don't have a lot of trophies in the game, or the game was broken, I decided not to play it anymore. Pain would be a good thing. I mean, pain was good for about 5 minutes, and then I agree. And what I used to do is when I knew that I was trying a game that I was a little on the fence about, I actually created a separate account and played the game for a little bit on that account, so if the trophies popped, it was no big deal. So they wouldn't be on my list. But, yeah, I agree with you. It definitely should, we definitely should be able to get rid of some trophies off our list.
Enough! Silence! I can't take this shit no more!
This sounds so ludicrous. What's the point of adding trophies, period, if you can have the options to take them away? It doesn't matter if the trophy is good or bad, not including, I repeat, not including the chump ones as to your bragging rights towards the world, as you put it, Alex. And I understand to a certain extent. I understand if your counts for that game reads 0%, then I can understand, like, hey, having the option to take that away. But if it's just a game you don't like or just don't plan on playing it again, then why should it matter? Well, like, cause yes, you are a so-called, I don't even know what that is, OCP, whatever it is. You know, that's RoboCop. OCD about your percentage record, but it still adds to your overall count. Again, not including the chump ones. So I don't understand why would you want to remove any trophy. Well, I thought about them giving you the option to whether or not you want to earn trophies in this game or not. Like a switch. Cut it on or off. Not cut it on midway or partway through. Like in the very beginning. Do you want to earn trophies? Yes or no? Either you hit no or you hit yes. And if you hit no, you can't go back and say, hey, I like this, let me start earning trophies. If that's the case, uninstall it and reinstall it and you can earn trophies. But mostly, I kind of agree with Tricky on building another account for Skeptical Games and playing it on that. And if you like it, then, you know, play it on your original account. You know, so that's a cool idea. But removing, I don't know about that one. I just don't know. I do know. No.
I agree with you. All right, well, that is going to bring us to the end of our show. We have to do some housekeeping. Again, I was waiting for Donnie for some reason. PerfectGamer.com is looking for some writers, podcasters, video editors, news reporters, and generalized help at the site. If you're interested in helping out, please stop by the website, click on the Help Wanted tab, and fill out the application, and I will get back to you as soon as possible.
Boy, you really missed Donnie this week. That's the second time you've been waiting for him. You're longing for Donnie.
It's one of those things, is like, you know, he's always attached to my hip when it comes to these shows. It's weird, you know, 188 episodes. It's kind of weird to do one without Donnie.
Well, I mean, we've done shows recently without Donnie.
Yeah, but it's still weird to do it. And normally, you know, I haven't done a two-man show in 187 episodes.
You know, I gotta say that, that's right, because it was you and Donnie starting out in the early days on the Sarcastic Gamer Community Podcast.
Yeah, if you count the SG shows, this would actually be episode 191.
Yeah.
Well, actually, no, 193, because we released three shows on SG, and two of them never got released.
Those shows don't count, though, since they never got released.
Right. So, I mean, total release shows, we're over 200, because if you count in the E3 specials and whatnot, we're over 200. I don't know the exact count, but it's still kind of weird doing this without Donnie.
You called me your hetero life mate, but I think Donnie, more so than anyone, is your hetero life mate, because you all have been podcasting for together for almost 200 episodes, more than 200 episodes, and you're having you're struggling through this show without Donnie. Donnie's going to be able to hold this over your head for a long time. You do realize that once he hears this podcast.
Yeah, he's gonna, I'm sure when he's editing, he's going to put in his own little comments.
Because I know somewhere deep down in my heart, I still love you. No!
But let's get back to the housekeeping. While you're on the site, be sure to check out all of our articles and check out all of our videos. Speaking of our videos, you can find them on YouTube by going to youtube.com/officialprovengamer and check out all of the videos there. I still have not received Donnie's Walking Dead videos, but he did say that they are getting very close to being released, so be sure to look out for them when they come out. If you're listening to this podcast, we greatly appreciate it. But there are several ways you can listen to us. You can listen to us on iTunes and on Stitcher, the RSS feed, and many other forms, podcast apps out there. If you could, and please, leave us a rating, preferably 5 stars, for our international listeners giving us ratings on iTunes. If you have left us an iTunes review and we have not read it out, it is because we don't see it, because we are in the American iTunes store. Let me know what country you're from, and I will check into that iTunes store and read out your review. There is another podcast out there that we do every so often. It's called PG Spoilers.
Do we have any ideas for the next spoilers? Well, we've talked about something.
I think there are some ideas in the works. We don't have anything solid right now. But we do have some workings out there, so we'll get that done. If you want to get a hold of us, there are several ways you can get a hold of us. You can write us an email, trophyhorse@provengamer.com. You can contact us on Facebook by going to facebook.com/provengamer, and please hit that like button. You can also get a hold of us on Twitter by contact the show at trophyhorse. You can contact the site at Proven Gamer. You can contact me at Tricky Mick. You can contact Alex at Saundersaurus Rex. You can contact Yield at I Yield to No One. And you can contact Donnie at Young Twists.
I don't know if you realize that there, for a moment there, you, especially when you said hit that like button, you turned on your smooth, turned down the lights voice.
Did I?
Yeah, you did. That's the we're going out for an Italian dinner, and then you know what's happening when we get home voice.
Oh, yeah. Let's turn down the lights, baby.
Turn off the lights.
Turn them off!
All right, well, that was just creepy.
With all that being said, I think that's all of our I forgot something.
Hold on, this may be something you forgot, but we'll see. Our PSN names. If you want to add us on PSN, you know, as always, give us a little message that says, hey, this is a... me, I'm a listener from the show, or I'm a reader of Proven Gamer, and we'll add you, but if you just send us just a blank, random friend request, we'll probably erase you.
Denied.
So, yeah, let us know who you are and that you listen to the show or you read the site, and we'll be happy to add you. I am Raise Havoc on the PSN, RaiseHavok. Tricky is Tricky Mick, like he is on every – he's got that unified name. TRICKYMIC.
Except on my gamer tag.
No.
I don't know what my gamer
we don't
tag
use that
is.
We don't use that word on here.
Well, I only have a gamer tag because I have Windows 8. That's it.
Donnie is that DTN, THATDTN. And Yield is I Yield to No One. IYIELD, the number 2, NO, and the number 1. Well, I can't believe I did that without screwing up.
I can't believe you did.
You know, I was in a spelling bee in fifth grade, so, yeah.
Yeah, spell supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
Spell go fuck yourself.
GOFUCKYOURSELVES.
You know, I like how while you spelled that.
Actually, I spelled it wrong. I spelled yourselves. not yourself.
Well, that's just like, that's New Yorker talk. Use guys. No, but when you were spelling, you had your thinking face on because it looked like you were like seizing. You were seizing on one side of your body because you were like fat, like strobe light blinking at me.
I looked up to see the word in front of me. Oh, my Lord.
You might want to go have that checked out.
Yeah, there's also another way you can get a hold of us, and we're going to put Alex to the test here. Alex, what's our phone number?
330-proven-9.
What's the actual numbers?
I can pull up my phone and look at that on the dial pad.
330-776-8369.
Yeah, 8369.
You can also send us a voicemail by either going to the site or a Facebook page. Click on the SpeakPipe app and leave a message. That is not just for the podcasters. That is for anybody on the site to let them know that they are doing such a good job or they're doing a horrible job or you just want to yell at us. Which, I don't mind. You want to yell at me? Come yell at me.
I don't want to be yelled at. If you want to, like, email me with, like, all caps to denote yelling, you can do that. I'll just erase it, though.
Yes. But we do have some sponsors. Our first sponsor being GoFundMe. I was waiting for you to go, GoFundYou? GoFundMe. Wow. It's weird doing a two-man show, Alex.
Yeah, we haven't had much dead air, so yeah. We've done all right.
GoFundMe, we are trying to raise some money for some podcast equipment to better the show. We 3 years now that me and Donnie have been doing this. Over 3 years. It's almost 4 years, I mean, actually. Yeah, go to GoFundMe.com/ProvenGamer and donate what you can if you can. There are perks out there to entice you, including one perk. I think it's the $250 level that makes any one of your favorite horrors get a platinum in your game of your choosing on their personal PSN account. So if you have a strong desire to make Alex get the plat in Hannah Montana,
I won't do it.
It's out there.
I won't do it. I don't care.
If somebody donates $250 to you, you better.
I'll use a mulligan, and someone else can do.
Nope, no mulligans allowed. This is not golf. With all that being said, we only have one other sponsor. And Alex, who are we sponsored by?
I think it's Amazon? Amazon!
Yes, we are sponsored by Amazon. If you could and you would, please, each and every time you do some shopping on Amazon, stop by Proven Gamer first. Click on any Amazon link and continue to do normal shopping. It doesn't cost you anything extra and does help out the site tremendously. And we do have an announcement and a nice Amazon announcement there, Alex.
What? What's that?
People have been going through the site to go to Amazon to do their Christmas shopping.
Nice.
And you guys have done a shitload of buying on Amazon, and I gotta tell you, we greatly appreciate that. That is gonna go to funding the inner workings of Proven Gamer for quite a while.
Nice.
So I want to send a heartfelt thank you out to everybody doing that.
Me too. Thank you all for doing that small thing for us. We appreciate it. It may not seem like much, but it does help us.
It does. It really does. And it's, you know, one day I could get into the inner workings of what we actually get from Amazon. I'm not going to do it now because, kind of frankly, I just want to make sure I have all my information correct before I put it out there. But, you know, we get a small percentage of your purchase. And over time, you know, that small purchase, that small percentage adds up when more and more people do it. So it does help us. It may be pennies, but
With the million daily visitors that we get at ProvenGamer.com, right?
Oh, the 100 million, you know.
Yes.
We're the number one site on the internet. We even beat out Google.
Take that, ESPN. And Yahoo.
Yahoo. Since you're starting your shout-outs early, Alex, I'm going to let you just continue with your shout-outs.
So, as usual, because it's one of the most important things to do on the show, I would like to thank our listeners for being awesome and listening to us ramble. We certainly appreciate it because
Without you all, there are no trophy whores. Well, we do exist, but we're just not as important without you all. So, thank you all for listening to us. We sincerely appreciate it more than we can convey. I would also like to send a shout-out to Ken Levine and the team at Irrational Games, formerly 2K Boston. Bioshock Infinite came out in 2013, so it's not a new game, but I have been playing it again and rekindling my ardor for that game. And the Bioshock series overall is just amazing. It's fantastic. One of my favorite franchises of all time. Quality story, it's all there. It's absolutely fantastic. So even going back until, you know, my days on the Nintendo, it's still one of my, you know, my entire history of gaming considered, it's one of my favorite franchises of all time. So definitely shout out to those people who put all the hard work into it, because those games are amazing. And one more special shout out to my lady, my sweetie, my honey, Christina. Thank you for listening to the show, and thank you for being just an important part of my life. Yeah.
I know it's Christmas time and I should do a bunch of shout outs, but I'm just going to have one shout out this week. And my shout out is to Christina. Thank you for making my hetero life me happy.
Aww.
And if there's nothing else, until next week. Well, 2 weeks because we're taking off for Christmas.
Check it.
Happy trophy, honey.
Check.
Later.
You done made it through another one.
Replay.
Oh, download another one.
Continue your whoredom.
Or you can go and do a tricky man and
chop it.
However you do it, you do it. Just to get the ray and leave a comment. And thanks again for listening to this show. Now it's time for me to go. Peace out to another episode.